Points.
Howdy, partners, and welcome to another episode of the Broad Points Podcast. I am your host, the broad that points, the broad with the points. It is me, Tyler, the lady. It's great to be back for another episode, another Mindfulness Monday. And today, let's just jump right into our fundamental phrase, shall we? Today's fundamental phrase is, nothing exists in isolation of anything else. And I'll say it one more time just for funsies. Nothing exists in isolation of anything else. And honestly, the examples that I have, there's too many. I could go on forever. I think of just right off of the top of my head, good versus bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not real, but good versus bad categorizations that are related. Light versus dark, right? There's so many things. The yin and yang, right? There's a yin yang trail that I like to hike to all of the time. And that is another brilliant reminder that really nothing can exist without something else. If a tree falls in the woods, does it make a sound? There are so many different things that when we take the time to just sit back, we can notice the connectivity between everything, honestly. And I was so blessed last weekend to get to see one of my favorite bands. They are called The Aquabats. And they have a song called Worms Make Dirt. And I think that it's a really great, you know, real life example of how things all play together on a small scale, right? So they say in there that worms make the dirt and the dirt makes the earth, and all of the roots have a place to sleep now. All the Chinooks have squash to eat now. Worms make the dirt and the dirt makes the earth. And all people hold hands and feel terrific. Food comes from dirt. It's scientific. Gah, science is so cool. I love science. And to think about all of these tiny little things, and even for me, like when I just think of worms by themselves, like on the ground, especially in the desert, they just dry up here and they become a part of the cement. It's really sad. It's really gross. But when I think about just them in isolation, I think, ugh, gross, like slimy little worm thing. And I know some people are fine with bugs and they love bugs. And even as a kid, honestly, I used to be okay with bugs. I used to play with like the little roly-polies, pick up ants, hold ladybugs. And now I'm like, I don't need to do that. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it's a choice that I will keep forever or if I'm going to focus my energy on incorporating some insects back into my life. But what I can say is that when I just think about the bugs on their own, any bug, it kind of like irks me a little bit. I feel it. I'm like, ooh, are they on me? And that's no fun. But when I think about their contributions to the planet, to my existence, I start to find myself, instead of maybe being grossed out or frustrated with their existence, I find appreciation and I find gratitude. And there's a level of connectedness that I feel like is found when you're looking at all of the roles that everything plays in life. And I really feel like in order to grow up, we have to show up. And we have to allow our judgment to be removed so that both, air quotes here, good and bad, light and dark, things can happen in our lives. Because without having a healthy balance of both, your life becomes mundane. It becomes a blur. Everything is the same. And if everything is the same, there's no highs. There's no lows. And although there's no lows, there's no highs. Sure, you may never want to feel sad again, but does that come at the cost of you being happy again? All of us, everything, everyone, whether we realize it or not, we are working together, not against. Sure, our jobs might be opposing. Some people may work to build roads, and some people may use those roads to drive to work. Some people may install internet or electricity. And some people work from home. Some people sweep the floors that other people walk on. Every contribution in this life, in this world, is a part of something bigger. We are all contributing to the world. We are all contributing to society. No matter how small we may feel or others may feel that job is, we show up. We make the world turn. Not scientifically, but we make stuff go, guys. If we weren't all working together, I cannot even imagine the chaos that would ensue. And I don't really want to. I enjoy looking at how all of the pieces fit together. I always grew up in a family of puzzlers. We really were. And, you know, maybe in another life, maybe later in this life, who knows, I'm a private investigator or a detective, because it really is so satisfying to me to be able to see, how do things come together? How do things connect? What is that bigger picture? And I think another thing that kind of can go hand in hand with this is to recognize that people are doing the best they can with the information they have in the moment. Whether that's yourself, whether that's your parents, whether that's your spouse, your sibling, your friend, they're not just reacting off of one moment. You're not reacting off of one moment. There is a whole catalog of stories and scenarios that have built your life, that have built your belief structures, and that allow you to view the world. And you get to choose how integrated into that world you are and everything else is. You decide. And there really is a power to just one step, even just one step of changing how you see, right? The idea of these fundamental phrases, right? That's one step. You know, you can try this one thing on and just see what happens. And Rome wasn't built in a day. Rome wasn't built with one brick. It takes time. It takes energy. It takes multiple pieces, right? And throughout life, we have to compile in order to compound, in order to find connection. We have to actually look at the list of what things are doing, how things are contributing. We have to take a step back. And by taking that step back, it really allows for a full visual of the community in which you reside. But you have to be willing to step away from your judgment in order to experience that gratitude of reality, to recognize that life is happening for you, not to you. All you have to do is follow the trails, follow the clues. And your body will definitely tell you. I know for sure, when we look at it in terms of our body, I've experienced multiple times a pain in my arm or my foot or my back. And I sit there with it and I say, gosh, what does this remind me of? Instead of focusing solely on the pain, which, don't get me wrong, I am 100% one of those people who, example, yesterday on my little pinky, I must have had like a hangnail or something because that got pulled out. And you know when your finger just like hurts after a hangnail and it's all tender? I could not stop touching it. Even now, I'm pressing it, pulsing it, the pain. It's so difficult to focus on things outside of pain for people, myself included. And I think instead of getting wrapped up in the pain, which for me, I thought I needed to be a tortured artist. You can't just be an artist, you have to be a tortured artist. And so, you know, I really leaned into feeling that pain. And I'm not saying numb your pain. I'm not saying don't feel your pain. Much like fear, much like sadness, it is an emotion. We must feel these things in order to make the connection, in order to translate what the hell does that pain mean, right? And I've had times where I remember my arm was just killing me. And I was like, why is my arm killing me? And instead of thinking about why this pain, I thought, when was another time that this pain has existed? And that sent me down just this crazy spiral into life to recognize that I had felt this arm pain before in another situation that had parallels to the current situation that I was in. And as I started to wander down this path to figure out what that situation was and what caused this arm pain then, and allow the story to develop and myself to really build a full picture, I realized that the pain wasn't even about my arm. It was about something deeper, something emotional that had been going on. And once I was able to tap into that piece, my arm stopped hurting. And I think I was at the beach maybe when I was writing in this journal, but I just have so many really cool examples of the fact that nothing exists in isolation of anything else. And the first one I'll read, it's called Compass. Without the housing, a needle can infinitely spin, never pointing any direction. Absence of connection. Loss of reflection. Where am I? Where am I going? Bearing lines, assist to define. Each piece of a compass, you guys. There's not even that many pieces in a compass. But without every single piece, we don't have direction. We can't know where we're going. Just one example of how pieces work together to make a project successful. Honestly, the science project called the world successful. Multiple pieces. And not saying any piece is better than the other, right? Without the magnets in there, without, you know, the needle would be nothing. The needle would just be a line on a compass. So I think that this example is a really great example of just all those little pieces coming together and recognizing that they all make the thing work. We all make this thing called Earth work. And one more that I'll share, it's just two lines. And I remember being at the beach for this. And I remember it was like the first time that I had like actually felt the waves in a long time. And I said, "The waves that crash down on the shore wash away what is no longer needed, cleansing the sands, securing the lands." And when I read this today, what came into my mind was sea glass. When glass is broken on the beach and the ocean continues to crash down on it, and honestly, sometimes the world just feels like it can be crashing down on you. And I've been there. I mean, I wrote this. I know it. I've felt it. And it can feel so devastating. It can feel, again, like that world is happening to you and not for you. And I very specifically remember on this day feeling like I had released some things in my life that were no longer serving me. Some viewpoint, some people, some whatever we want to call it. I was releasing them. I was allowing myself that cleansing in life. I decided to not be an emotional hoarder anymore. I decided I need to clean some of this space out. I want it back for myself. And I recognized that that's what the ocean is doing. That's what life is doing. When the waves are crashing down on you, it's just like, it's an audit. We're just auditing. Do you still need that? I don't think you do. Gone. Not everything in this life has to be held onto for forever. The weight, the heaviness of what can be thrown down upon you, that can wash over you. Although you may feel like you're being fire hosed down, what if your edges are just being smoothed out? Because sometimes we all just need a bath. Sometimes we just need to wash our hands of the shit that's no longer serving us so that we can move on with our lives, so that we can move on with how we're supposed to contribute to this world next. Trust yourself. Trust where you are. And know that you don't have to try to find yourself. You're already there. You exist. You've been created from, yes, physical factors, but also emotional and spiritual. All of the moments that you've experienced, all of the people and places that you've experienced, they build you. They build your belief system. They allow you to decide how you want to show up and how you want to contribute. We're all puzzle pieces. We're all just trying to find our place. And so with that, we'll go ahead and wrap up this episode. It has been an absolute blast, as always, to be here with you. I hope you have a wonderful Mindfulness Monday. If you're listening to this on Monday, of course. If not, just have a mindfulness day. Beautiful. Enjoy. And if you feel like reaching out to me, you absolutely can. Social media, I am at Tyler the Lady or at Broadpoints. And if you would like to email me, you absolutely can. Broadpointspodcast@gmail.com. And one more time with that fundamental phrase. Nothing exists in isolation of anything else.